This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
This is Dave Schultz. I own the bike shop in Morro Bay, California, and I've owned the shop for 6 years.
The bike shop has been a part of the American community since the 1880s, 1890s, but it's evolved.
Times change constantly. It's to the point where it changes every year. There's tons of different kinds of bikes.
It's been like head spinning in the last 10 years. I mean, you just worked on my mountain bike, which is qualifying for a museum, right?
Yeah. Between there is just an incredibly diverse amount of bikes, pricing, styles, customers.
And technology. I mean, I remember when I first started riding a 10-speed, it was like, ooh, center pole brakes.
Yeah, I mean, every little genre of bikes has seen huge. The mountain bike has all the components are all modern, everything. Now we're on to the e-bikes.
E-bikes really is the current rage, isn't it?
Really is. I see it as just an evolution of bike technology. Yeah, they're incredibly fun.
What are some of the benefits? Why do people go there? Is it to be able to ride more distance, easier in commuting?
Yeah, it's just everything. You can go further. You can go up hills quite a bit easier. Yeah, pretty much the distance traveled over the same time period. I guess it's different for different people. Commuters can commute to work. You're not sweating. You just a nice bike ride up hills. Mountain bikers can go up hills easier, further.
Has it expanded the market? Are there people that come in that might not have the energy, you know, to ride an old-fashioned bike, but it's doable on an e-bike?
Yeah, definitely. It's, you know, all ages. Everyone's, you know, the cycling community it's coming around on it. It's kind of like...
So there's a little resistance?
There's a bit of resistance within the cycling community. I think it's all going to get past that at some point.
So it's a purist issue?
To a degree, I get a lot of people, you know, you're not getting exercise, you're cheating. I like to just ride my regular bike. Yeah, the only way I can say it is that, you know, everyone's just got to try them. These pedal assist bikes, there's no throttle. It rides like a regular bike. You're just, you know, I see bikes as fun. E-bikes are fun squared. They're incredible.
Question for you. In recent years, bike rental companies, especially along the beaches, even in Hawaii and whatnot, the giant fat tire bikes, huge tires, are raging. And
well, it all started as a snow thing up in Alaska for the Iditarod race. They started doing on mountain bikes, so it started in the snow, and it just transfers over to the beach. Luckily, here in Morro Bay, you can ride almost anything on the beach.
So it really is for soft terrain. That's its ideal advantage.
Yeah, it's just a softer, you're getting a little bit of suspension component there, so it's a little softer.
Broader footprint too, right?
Yeah, so it works well on the sand. We've got really good beaches here for riding.
So that's a bike, just look at it, it looks like a lot more work pedaling.
It can be more work for sure. A little bit more work, but you're getting a little more comfort. These things are really popular in the snow. Probably even more so than the beach.
Interesting. But they definitely, you see them around here and you see them in Hawaii.
Yeah, and now with the e-bikes, it doesn't matter so much that it's a little harder to pedal because you've got the electric pedal assist, so you're just enjoying a nice, comfortable ride.
Back to the e-bikes, they're battery-driven. What's the average life when you're using a bike?
These mid-drive ones go 30 to 60 miles, so that's about the upper end of it. You can get a good ride. You can climb up to probably 5,000 feet. You can get a good ride for sure out of one battery.
That's really cool. But from a dollar standpoint, the investment, it's an expensive bike relative to down and dirty.
Yeah, they just keep getting, you know, I guess everything's all relative, cheap and expensive. They're getting cheaper, lighter weight.
What would be an entry-level electric bike?
So you've got all of the hub drive bikes, which is a lot of what you're seeing. I mean, you can get those down to hundreds of dollars.
Oh, really? I thought it was like $1,500 or so minimum.
Yeah, so there's kind of a difference between the hub drives and then you've
got... And explain hub drive.
The hub drive replaces, there's kits and there's new bikes, and it replaces the whole back wheel of the bike with the electric motor that's within the hub of the wheel. Those ones work well. Those ones can have a throttle. They work well on the flat. And then you've got these mid-drive pedal assist bikes. the ones I'm selling here are the brands Bosch and Shimano. You get an increased range with these. They ride more like a regular bike without a throttle. You're getting uphill easier and a slightly lighter weight. So really, whatever you're looking for, if you just want to go on flat grounds and you want the throttle, you'd want the cheaper. You can get these cheaper, the hub drive ones. If you want something that's more like rides like a regular bike, no throttle, gets you up hills, that's more the mid-drive bikes. So you're paying a little bit more. The ones I have in here start at $1,800 for the Bosch and Shimano mid-drive ones. And that's really what I'm kind of focusing on just because I like bikes. I like not having the throttle. The maintenance is the same and everything else. So,
do you have demos here? Somebody wanted to take one out and see if they liked it.
Yeah, I do. I've got a couple of bikes here, and yeah, that's really the whole thing with these. You go ride them around, you really enjoy them. Everyone comes back with a huge smile on their face. They're super fun. So yeah, I've got bikes here, and yeah.
Roughly how many bike shops are in the county? Do you have any idea?
I don't. There's two shops just closed in San Luis Obispo recently, and I think that leaves four shops in San Luis Obispo. There's Trinity and Grover Beach.
You guys talk to each other?
Occasionally. I think we're all so busy working that we never actually see each other is half the problem. Some of the other owners have come in here, and I appreciate that. I like to get along with everyone else. It's a hard industry. Shops are closing, so.
And what's the biggest battle? Why do they close?
There's just many different angles, I suppose. Everyone's going to say the internet and retail.
So there's tight margins.
Yeah, I guess there's a variety of reasons. I mean, there's the whole retail in general, retail. You know, I don't know. It's just bigger issues than I even can understand. I'm just trying to keep it small and provide good service. And
you've got to be retail to do service. I mean, you can't go online to get your bike fixed.
Yeah, I think what I'm doing is good. I'm the one-man shop. I know how to fix bikes. That's the most important thing. I was talking to Wally of Wally's Bikes in San Luis Obispo, and it's the same thing. I mean, we fix bikes first and foremost, and that's what makes it all work at the end of the day. And yeah, we try to just serve the community as best we can. I think we pretty much covered it. I'm really excited about these mid-drive pedal assist bikes. They're incredible. Hopefully people can come out and try them.
Do you ride one?
Yeah, I don't even ride my regular mountain bike anymore. I just ride my e-bike. I have tons of fun. I still like riding some of the regular bikes, but I definitely like riding my e-bike a lot.
Dave, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Morro Bay, California.
Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle. Bicycle. Bicycle.
I want to ride.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
Associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Molly Blaisdell, San Francisco, and Katya Singel, San Luis Obispo, California.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided in part by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. People often associate the Society of St. Vincent de Paul with thrift stores. Donations like clothing, your gently used couch, or still serviceable washing machine generate funds to assist the society in putting food on the table for people in need, or keeping the lights on and families in their homes. To find a St. Vincent de Paul thrift store in your area, visit svdpusa.org. Once again, svdpusa.org. And whether you're shopping for new or used items, donating them, or volunteering, you're helping the Society of St. Vincent de Paul help others.
Bicycle.